All right, there's lots going on. Again, you said something. You appeared on the Donny Deutsch show. Now, in the last hour, I tried to explain who Donny Deutsch was. he has a show on CNBC. Nobody watches it. It gets probably the lowest rating since the John McEnroe show. But yet, because he's a rich advertising magnate, I guess, you know, they managed to keep him on somehow. Maybe he finds advertising or he puts it on. But nonetheless, you were on last night, I guess?
No, it was...
Oh, you taped it today?
Last week.
Oh, last week. Okay, see, it took a week for them to anybody to see this. And you made some comments about that...
Christianity. I stated the doctrine of Christianity.
Yes.
Apparently, as we're always told in church, but you don't always see it, Christianity is a radical and offensive doctrine. But I think... we'll see. I don't think most Jews are as stupid as Donny Deutsch.
Well, let me just say what Fox News' headline is. Columnist Ann Coulter shocks cable TV show declaring, by going on it maybe,
right.
declaring Jews need to be perfected by becoming Christians.
Right. That comes from that raging anti-Semite St. Paul.
This is a
straight statement of Christian doctrine. You can look it up. One of my friends just emailed me from the Oxford University definition. It's on sweetness and light. This is what Christians believe. We believe the Old Testament, and we think the New Testament completes that. I mean, the Old Testament is obviously anticipating some Christ coming. Jews say, not that Christ.
The Messiah.
You got
the wrong one. Right, right.
We worship our Savior is a Jew. They say our Savior was a raving lunatic. But I was just saying that the new we consider when Jews become Christians, that is becoming a perfected Jew, and that is precisely the theological term. People who have no knowledge of religion should not, for one thing, probably talk about it, but should certainly not go around getting their noses out of joint about it. But if anybody's going to be offended by anyone's religion, we believe their religion. They don't believe ours.
Well, yeah, and I'm Jewish. So I just want to make it clear for people out there that you're not telling Jews, you need to convert to Christianity.
Well,
are
all
you?
Christians would want, of course, a Christian would like everybody to become a Christian. I'm not going to slit your throat over it.
Well,
but this is part
story.
Of,
yes.
You know, of course, a Christian would want everyone to become a Christian.
Well, not all Christians. I mean,
Well, there are Gentiles and there are Christians.
Okay. All right. So what you're doing is stating what you feel is the literal doctrine of the religion.
Yes. And moreover, I mean, as I pointed out, since we believe the Old Testament,
right.
Falwell himself has said this, that we believe that Jews can go to heaven by following the Old Testament. It's a much harder road to hoe. The Old Testament is the God of laws. There are laws that have to be followed.
Well, see, that's the problem. That's why a lot of Jews don't want or welcome evangelical support, those who support Israel, the Christians who support Israel, because they say, well, they want Israel to exist just until Jesus comes back in their view. And then all the Jews are going to be killed if they don't convert to Christianity. We don't need friends like that. And I say, if you're Israel and Jews, you can't pick your friend. I mean, just accept the support for the country and for your religion and just let the chips fall where they may afterwards.
Right. But, and if I could just straighten something out on the Armageddon thing, it's not, although I am constantly having non-Christians tell me that Christians support Israel because we're looking forward to Armageddon. Nobody wants to live through that. That would be a horrible thing to wish for. It's going to be an ugly time. The reason, at least as far as I understand it, Christians support Israel is because Jews are the chosen people, because this is in the Bible that Israel will always exist. I mean, you go back to the Old Testament, read about all these tribes. They don't exist anymore. It is proof that the Bible, it is one of many, 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 many proofs that the Bible is true, that Israel still exists.
And you have no problems with Jewish people.
I'm
just asking you that
Christian.
So you can say, I understand
well, I
that.
Well, I apparently now have a problem with one Jewish person, Donny Deutsch. Was that guy even bar mitzvahed?
I don't know. We're talking to, of course, Ann Coulter on the Steve Malzberg Show.